The U.S. is putting ground combat units into Syria for the first time. In fact, Army Rangers and Marines have already arrived. The objective appears to be Raqqa, the capital of the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The World's Rich Hall is following events from Beirut in neighboring Lebanon, and I asked him how many soldiers and Marines we're talking about.
So what we're looking at is around 400 troops. That's Army Rangers and U.S. Marines. That's in addition to the roughly 500 Special Forces troops that are already in Syria. So it's roughly a doubling of the force that's there already. And as you say, they're there to support the offensive on Raqqa.
So these new units are combat units. I thought the U.S. mission in Syria was simply to train and advise local Syrians.
That's right. It's certainly an escalation of sorts. The special forces that were already in Syria, they were there on an advisory mission, on a recruitment mission. But they have been involved in some combat and some raids that they've been doing against ISIS. But it's fair to say, yeah, this is a slight escalation in the U.S. role in Syria. But it's not an unexpected one. I think we would have seen this under any administration.
Rich, have you gotten any reports yet from the ground near Raqqa about how the various troops, including these new U.S. troops on the ground, are working together?
Not yet. At the moment, all we know is that the Marines there are setting up artillery units. They haven't been used yet, but they are being put in place in advance of this offensive against Raqqa. And that's likely to take place in the next couple of months. Raqqa is almost surrounded now by the Kurdish-dominated Syrian Democratic Forces. It's a sort of a coalition of Kurdish and Arab fighters. And they're the guys that are going to go into Raqqa and recapture it from ISIS with the support of the U.S. Now, the Army Rangers at the moment have a slightly strange role, in fact, and it tells us something about how complicated it is in northern Syria. The Rangers were, in fact, sent to Manbij, which is a town up there near the border, to intervene in fighting between two U.S. allies. You have Turkish-backed Syrian rebels on one side and Kurdish-dominated fighters, both of whom are U.S. allies and fighting ISIS, but both of whom can't stand each other. So the Rangers at the moment are deployed in Manbij to kind of separate the two.
So if this kind of assault on Raqqa could take place in the next 2 months, I mean, how messy could this get for U.S. troops?
There are so many factors to consider. It could get very messy indeed. First of all, you have Turkey, which is on the ground in northern Syria now. Now, Turkey is very angry at the U.S. for working with the Kurdish-dominated Syrian Democratic Forces. They have a problem with Kurdish militancy at home. They've been fighting a Kurdish rebel group which is linked to the Kurds in Syria. And they feel like the U.S. should not be working with the Kurds in Syria because they see them as terrorists. They see them as just as bad as ISIS. We also have to consider what happens when Raqqa falls. Let's say the U.S. is successful and this Kurdish-dominated force takes Raqqa. What happens afterwards? Who maintains control of Raqqa? This is a city that the Syrian government will ultimately want to regain control of. It's an Arab-dominated city, so how do the Kurds administer control there? So there are lots of potential problems down the line with this U.S. involvement.
Well, let's assume not too much mess and whether this troop bounce could make a difference. Donald Trump promised to deliver a plan in his first 30 days to eliminate ISIS. Is this step one?
It's hard to say. I don't think this is part of this secret plan that Donald Trump has in store. He's been presented with his plan to fight ISIS, but this appears to have been in the works for quite a while, under Obama, in fact. What's interesting is that we haven't really heard much about Donald Trump's policy on how he's going to tackle ISIS. If you take a step back and look at it from a broader point of view, the strategy seems to be very similar to Obama's, which is a focus on ISIS and leaving Assad alone for now. But what's interesting is that they've committed these troops when it's quite unclear what U.S. policy is in Syria, what the end game is. And that might, again, create problems further down the line.
The World's Rich Hall in Beirut. Thank you very much, Rich.
Thanks, Marco.